producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's not talk, that's not words, that's not rhetoric. It is an info war. And I'm the bull in a China cabinet going ape inside their operation. Please join me in Operation Bring Down the New World Order. Bring up humanity. Blaine in the great former state of Texas, deep inside FEMA Region 6, where our leaders are being indicted by the globalists. Go ahead, Blaine, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's good to be on the air. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, I can. Thanks for holding.
Good deal. Yeah, no problem. Real quick, I got 2 points. One point I want to make real quick is that I want to plug Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I just want to remind people how essential that is for your overall well-being. I read the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie by Dr. Joe Wallach.
Absolutely. InfoWarsHealth.com is where folks can get Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and that helps support the broadcast. A true game changer. In fact, I'm getting ready to do a whole push for the whole longevity line because it's so good.
Absolutely. I would go on and say that was the number one most important product that people should take every day. But moving on to my second point, Alex, I got a question about carbon taxes. It's my understanding. Actually, I want to ask just exactly how and who benefits from the carbon tax, because these regulations that are going to be slapped on these big factories and corporations, to my understanding, it's going to cut down production and just increase prices for the consumer. So how do they benefit from a carbon tax?
To produce credit, they have to buy a carbon credit from one of 10 exchanges I know of, two in the U.S., one in England, a couple in Europe, some in China, Japan, Australia. And it's all owned by former government leaders. The Rothschilds own the big European exchange and U.K. exchange. Al Gore owns one of them with Lord Blood. I'm not joking. It's actually Gore and Blood is the name of the company. The Chicago Mercantile Carbon Exchange is owned by Obama and some other Democrats. You can't make this up. They already have them in Australia, England, and other areas. And then you don't even, it's just a fee on your energy bill or on your gas. And then that fee is paid directly to Al Gore.
Okay. So, that pretty much answers my question, Alex. I was just...
No, I mean, it's politicians having you pay taxes to a consortium that then pays them. It is the most gang raping you can have. Other than mega banks demanding bail-ins, where they're now going to take money and are doing it directly out of European bank accounts. It's direct tax to the bankers. That's world government. Just direct. Just like secret treaties rule us, you name it. If you don't like it, you're a racist, and they'll say you're with Red Skull. You know, I mean, that's what they do. You're like, hey, I don't want to be under secret treaties. Really? We'll say you're a racist and love Red Skull and put Nazi flags behind you. It's like, oh, really? Thank you very much, Marvel. You're total scum. You're total criminal trash. Preying on your moron readers. God bless you. Appreciate your call. William Morgan in FEMA Region 4. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Yes, sir. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, but I am a Freemason, and I know we moved past it, but I just wanted to say that there is a large contingency, if you want to call it that, inside the Masonic Lodge system. That is very pro InfoWars, just like me. They're very libertarian, very anti New World Order, all of it.
Well, yeah, that's originally what it was, at least in the European and U.S. branch. As everybody historically was overall pretty good for the Enlightenment, but now wouldn't you agree though they've had a lot of globalist people in there taking it over?
Yes and no. Obviously, I've encountered it. I'm certainly not a porch mason, as you call it, member of the Allied Masonic Degrees and other high-level invitational-only bodies. But I do encounter a large amount of anti-New World Order, pro-sovereignty, pro-traditional Americana in the Masonic lodge.
Well, I mean, the problem with criticizing Masons is you're criticizing Americana. Masons were the main force founding America, and that is a fact. And that's why the globalists have tried to take it over. And that's why I would say, tell people, you know, they can investigate it for themselves. And it's just like good people becoming cops. if people become Masons, you know, then they can make it be a force of good. And I'm not saying go become Masons. I don't need to. I just am not going to sit here and just say it's a Masonic conspiracy and they run the whole thing. It's bigger than that. I'm sorry I'm out of time, William. Call me back. You can speak more on it. Other callers, David Knight's coming up. And I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing. Pray for us. 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight. This is the news wrap-up. We're also going to wrap up with our callers. We're going to go to Patricia, Timothy, and Daisy, who are on hold. We're not going to take any more calls after that because we're going to talk about what's been happening in the news. As I mentioned with Alex Jones, there's been a major release about the drone program, actually the assassination program, as they point out. Drones are simply a tool. Assassination is the policy. And just yesterday, we had Paul Craig Roberts saying that Putin needs to be very careful. The CIA may assassinate him. Of course, that is an issue that is always in the forefront when you're dealing with the American government anymore. It used to be that we were ashamed of that, even when we were doing it back in the 1970s. Now they openly do it. And we're going to look at this drone leak of this classified document, talk about what it shows us, what it doesn't show us. We're also going to talk about the double standard in the religion of the national security state. We've seen NSA whistleblowers like Thomas Drake that I talked to a couple of months ago talking at the time about the double standard between the way they were coming after him and the way they're not coming after Hillary Clinton. And, of course, we have Obama essentially pouring cold water on the FBI's investigation. So we're going to talk about what's happened to some of the recent whistleblowers and what looks like is not going to happen with Hillary Clinton. Also, we have Ron Paul talking about the greatest resistance to the Federal Reserve audit is a desire to keep international activities secret. What's behind that? The push to do ammo control, because, you know, folks, if you don't have ammunition, your guns are simply clubs. They don't need to go door to door and fight you to take your guns, because you won't have any bullets if you can't continuously replace them. So we're going to talk about how that's been a part of the Obama administration from the very beginning of the administration. And finally, I want to talk about the top French meteorologist who was recently told not to report to work, take a forced holiday because he debunked climate hysteria. Can't have that happen, can we? No. So we're going to go to some of those subjects, and we're going to go to our callers in just a moment. Before I do, I want to let you know that we have extended the sale on InfoWars Select Storable Food. Right now, you can use the promo code FOOD at checkout. You can get 10% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com and get free shipping. That's an even bigger savings because food is heavy and expensive to ship. All the ingredients are made in the USA, and we have the best packaging you can find. Keeps the food lasting for 25 years. Uses a military-grade barrier against light, oxygen, or moisture entering the pouches. And, of course, they are resealable once you use them. Again, you can get that right now, 10% off at InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. And also, we've had Supermail Vitality that's been out of stock for a couple of months now. We're going to have a new shipment arriving next week. Right now, you can secure your bottle at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. If you order today, you'll be the first to get your shipment next week when the new limited supply hits our warehouse. Again, you can get that and sign up, get in line, be the first one in line when the new shipment comes in. That's InfoWarsLife.com for Supermail Vitality. Let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to Patricia in Arizona. You've been holding for a while. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, David. I called. I live in Yuma, Arizona. And considering you're going to talk about drones today, mm-hmm. I live right over the mountains from a government testing ground. And someone told me that I asked them, why are there so many drones in the sky every night? They said that this is the testing area for them. I mean, it's not unusual for me. One night I looked just on one side of my house and counted 35 drones.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, I think we're going to see a lot more drones everywhere, not just in test areas, because we have the Bureau of Land Management as well as the EPA using drones to constantly surveil us. They're mapping out what they see on the ground, but they're also looking to see if they can find you violating a regulation of some sort. And so it's going to be a constant surveillance, a constant taxation by the people who write the laws. They're then going to use these drones to police those laws. They'll drag you into their regulatory courts where you have no presumption of innocence. They're going to pretend that you're being tried under civil law, just like we're talking about civil asset forfeiture under the drug law. That's what they will do, just like they came after that poor fellow in Montana who has only 8 acres. He's a welder. He put in a pond for a stock pond as well as a swimming hole for his kids. The water doesn't cross his boundaries. He went through all the paperwork for the state and local levels, no problems whatsoever. But the EPA thinks that they own all the water in the world now. And so they came in and put $37,500 a day fines against him. His tab is now over $16 million. So that's what they're going to use these drones for in the long run. But yeah, it is very concerning to see how they are ramping up the use of this high-tech surveillance equipment besides testing it. I guess they're testing it in your area.
Called because yesterday Alex was talking about how they're going to, you know, this new cities thing with the UN and all that, mm-hmm. and how they're going to be profiling people. And mm-hmm. I just wanted, this is an area of relatively older community. A lot of people come down to Arizona for the winter, you know, snowbirds, we call them.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people own guns, and they are patriots. But we had the gas company coming here saying they were seeing where the pipes were, and walking through. And then I went out and looked at the truck, and the truck had a consulting firm name on the side of the truck. So I looked it up, and it said, this is a consulting firm that has been subcontracted under Homeland Security. So I went out to talk to these guys to find out what the story was, and they were sitting there with pages and pages of checkoff lists. And they've come out here three times, and they went through my yard, and then the gas company, a few days later, I see this guy with a computer, and he's standing in front of each yard. And I said, what are you guys doing? And he said, oh, we're finding out where the meters are. But I looked on the guy's computer, and they were not only finding out where the meters were, but they were mapping out the entire yard.
Yeah, so that's the thing that's concerning, isn't it? How they will not be open and transparent with anything that they're doing. We see this over and over again. That's the thing that really sticks in my craw, the fact that they will not tell you what they're doing. Why are they ashamed of this? Everything that they do is secret. And, of course, Patricia, when you're talking about this, we need to understand that with geospatial intelligence, with the kinds of things that we saw Jade Helm practicing on, they made it very clear what they were doing was trying to map out where people are. Part of geospatial intelligence is looking at your political, your religious beliefs, your social activity, looking at your creating activity-based intelligence. Where do you go? Who do you see? Who are the people that you know? And then putting all of this into a database and choosing targets by algorithm. All of this converges together. When you're talking about the Strong City Network, my understanding of it, at least at this point, this is something that's arisen originally out of Europe. And the think tank that is going to be running this, as the Department of Justice press release said, there's going to be a think tank in Europe that's running it. If you go back and you look at what this think tank has been preoccupied with in Europe, they're concerned about anti-migrant, anti-Islam comments. When they talk about radical extremists, they're not talking about jihadis. They're talking about people who don't like the massive open borders. That's what they're targeting at. And so you look at these various efforts, just like we had yesterday. We had a new initiative coming from the Department of Justice saying they're going to look at domestic terrorists. Every couple of days, we see another move by the Obama administration to target people that are in political opposition to them. And when they put all these people together, when they start mapping your political beliefs, your religious beliefs, and your activity, all this, and put it into a database, they want to see who pops up. And the opportunity for false positives, for them to target people that are no threat to them other than the fact that we oppose them politically, that is what's really, really dangerous. And that's not what they even talk about in this classified document release about these drones. And that they're talking about a very crude targeting method where you've got the president being presented with kind of like baseball playing cards of people they want to target in these other countries that they're attacking. And then he kind of chooses that and it runs through this whole process. That's bad enough that we have a policy of assassination that is run like that. That's bad enough. But when we have a situation where we've got a computer algorithm that is going to be targeting people, when we have situations where they're talking about creating and are actually working on swarming drones, autonomous killing machines, and then we have computers that create enemies by algorithm. I mean, this is absolutely insane, but this is where we're headed if we don't stop this, Patricia.
How can, what can we do? I feel like they are seriously profiling some people out here, you know. I mean,
oh, they are seriously profiling everybody. This is total information awareness. This has been the modus operandi of the government since their 9/11 attacks. This is what the Patriot Act is all fundamentally about. And they've been working on all this for a very long time. That is where this is all headed. How do we stop it? I don't think we can stop it in Washington. I don't think these bureaucracies are out of control. I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to start electing people at the local level, at the state level, who are going to say, you are going to respect our privacy. You are not going and monitoring this, making sure that they're not going to use utility companies or contractors to collect information and to profile us and to put us into a database. We have to stop it at the data collection point. And we have to do that, Patricia, I think at the local level. And I think when we look at the presidential races, yes, it's important to understand where their long-term strategies are. It's important to see where they're going and what they're doing. But if we're going to stop anything, if we're going to be anything other than casual observers, We're going to have to get active at the local level. And everything that they do is designed to get you involved in a useless exercise about the presidential race. And if I could tell people anything, it would be, yes, follow the presidential race, understand where these people are going, but understand that's not going to solve your problem. That's not going to stop this bureaucracy. The bureaucracy has a life of its own. It's going to run through this unless we put prohibitions at the local level. We're going to have people at the sheriff's level who are going to say to Homeland Security, you're not going to confiscate the guns. You're not going to violate people's property. You're not going to surveil people and collect information on them. Stay with us. Thank you, Patricia. We're going to come back and take Daisy's call. Be right back.
Two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this fourth-hour news wrap-up. As we were talking to the last caller, talking about what is coming down the pike, of course, we can look historically at what's been done with drones. And there's been a new leak of documents that's been published by The Intercept. That's Glenn Greenwald's publication. They're the ones who published the Snowden documents. We now have some classified documents that actually back up what we've heard for quite some time, that most of the people who are being targeted for these assassinations are not, they're getting a very small hit rate on people that they would actually target. And of course, there's questions about even the people that they're targeting. But 90% of the people that are being killed are what they used to call collateral damage. Now they're saying, well, they're guilty by association. They're not even using the term collateral damage anymore. When Alex Jones interviewed Annie Jacobson about her book, The Pentagon's Brain, I've been reading that book, and what it really tells you is the Pentagon's mindset. Now, they're talking about the Pentagon's Brain Trust, essentially DARPA, the Defense Department's Advanced Research Projects. The long history, going back to right after World War II, when they were created, what they were doing through the Cold War, through the Vietnam War. As she mentioned before, we've had drones since the Vietnam War. And, of course, we know from declassified documents that they were plotting a 9/11-style attack called Operation Northwoods. They were going to fly civilian airliners, remote-controlled folks, into buildings and then blame the terror attack on Cuba so they could invade Cuba. So there's nothing fundamentally new about this. But what is going to be new and what is not talked about in these documents, because these documents are historical, is what we are on the cusp of. And as an illustration, just consider the fact that Tesla cars yesterday, if you're an owner, you woke up and your new car had all kinds of capability that was automatically downloaded to it overnight. If you had a Tesla Model S or Model X electric car, your car suddenly had the capability to drive itself with a new software update when you woke up. Now, why was that? Well, it was because they had already pre-positioned and tested all of the components that they needed. That's what we have to be concerned about with our government, with the military-industrial complex that we see. They're pre-positioning and pre-testing all of these components of control. Population control, whether it's psychological mind control, whether it's controlling cars so they can control your movements, as they also spy on your movements and map that into a database so they can then put it into an automated targeting system to identify you perhaps as a threat, releasing their autonomous killing machines that we know that they're rapidly entering an arms race on with that. This is the danger that we're looking at. Now, when you look at a car like a Tesla car, what have they done? They'd already put in forward-looking radar, forward-looking cameras, long-range ultrasonic sensors, braking and steering controls, et cetera, et cetera. So then all they had to do was to update the software so that it all played together. And, of course, they say in the long run, you're not going to have to keep your cars on the wheels. We've heard this many times. There won't be any steering wheels. There won't be any braking pedals. They will be in complete control. And the government, essentially, is going to be in complete control. They're going to share all the information about where you're going, what you're doing with the government, so they can tax you, they can shut your car down, they can do whatever they wish. It is a means of control, of transportation control, which is really population control. That's why we talk about gun control. We say that is really controlling people. And let me give you another example of this. We've talked about this as well many times. Uber. We just had a court case in the UK where Uber won in a court appeal. They said that if they'd lost the case, the company would have been forced to change its service to comply with rules that protect the black cab drivers. Rules that protect the black cab drivers. They are not being protected by these rules anymore. They used to have protection. That's the danger of the government, of the protection racket that we call the government. When you go in and you buy protection from the government, you're always subject to losing your position if there's some other crook that comes in and offers them a better deal. And what Uber is offering the government they can't match that with the taxis because Uber is offering them control of your transportation, information about everything you do, and that is more valuable to the government than the money that they take from the taxi drivers. You know, if you go into New York City, the taxi drivers have to pay, in some cases, about $500,000 for Medallion if they want the full capability to go to airports and that sort of thing. They are taxed at a much higher rate, regulated at a much higher rate. When I was in Washington, we did that report talking to a taxi driver there, how he was getting an immense double standard there in the city of Washington, how they had to go through all kinds of specialized instructions, inspections, licensing, and they had their own branch of police that would monitor the taxi drivers there. Uber got through without any of that kind of legislation because they're going to offer control to the government. And Uber sees himself as the person who is going to control all cars. He said private ownership is going to go away. He will be Uber always. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about Obama's move to protect Hillary Clinton.
Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about what's going on with those damn emails, as Bernie Sanders said. We have an article up on InfoWars.com. Mother Benghazi victim says, unlike Sanders, I am not sick and tired of Hillary's damn emails. That's a quote from Bernie Sanders in the debate. Says, I'm tired of hearing about your emails. Well, you know what, Bernie? You know that this is not about emails. It's about national security, stupid. Just like they said, it's about the economy, stupid, when Bill Clinton was running. It's about national security, stupid. That has been the religion with which they have taken every one of our legal protections, all of our rights since 9/11 has been this religion of national security. Everyone bow down and worship to the secrecy of the national security state. Well, here's somebody who openly violates all of the rules and requirements of this sacred cow, when we can't be bothered with that. Well, fine. Then why don't you shut down the NSA? Why don't you shut down Homeland Security? I'll be fine with that. Let's give Hillary Clinton a pass, and we can shut down this massive surveillance state that you justify in the name of national security. Again, today we have Huma Abedin testifying before the Benghazi committee today. Now, that was the mother of the Benghazi victim. She says, I'd like to know about this. They have the committee there. And I have said, and we've had now two congressmen as part of that committee, have essentially said, indicated that this is about scoring political points. I believe that's true. I believe that they don't want to do anything to punish anybody in the Obama administration, no matter how illegal or unconstitutional the actions. They don't want to impeach Obama for violating the Constitution in any number of ways. They don't want to go after Eric Holder or Hillary Clinton. They give them a pass. They simply want to score political points. I understand that. I understand. The Democrats are right about that. Here's another example of that. Obama talks about Clinton's emails. This is the New York Times. He says, I don't think it posed a national security problem. He said that on 60 Minutes on Sunday. He said, this is not a situation in which America's national security was endangered, essentially giving Clinton a pass on it, just like Bernie Sanders. The Democrats are all closing ranks to protect each other politically. However, some in the FBI are pushing back on this. Ron Husko, a former senior FBI official who retired in 2014, now president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, said it is inappropriate for the president to, quote, suggest what side of the investigation he's on while the FBI is still investigating. Do you think? I mean, this administration is so far beyond anything Nixon ever did. And so was the George Bush administration, the George W. Bush as well. But this is where we are. He says, injecting politics into what is supposed to be a fact-finding inquiry leaves a foul taste in the FBI's mouth and makes them fear that no matter what they find, the Justice Department will take the president's signal and not bring a case. Do you think? I mean, they could find her standing over a dead body with a smoking gun and they wouldn't charge her. They didn't charge the banks. You remember Eric Holder's Too Big to Fail? Again, with Lonnie Brewer pushing that through, it's not in the best interest of the country to put anybody in these banks in jail or to give them personal fines, or we'll just give a very small fine to the banking institution. But we're not going to pull its charter, even though they were caught multiple times laundering money for terrorist organizations, for drug cartels. Remember all the concern about El Chapo, Sinaloa drug cartel? He escaped from prison. He had this tunnel. We saw him again. They let him go again. All of this stuff. We had HSBC give him his own personal checkout window to launder money at their bank, the Sinaloa cartel. And we have our government essentially giving them a pass, saying it's not in our best interest to prosecute them. So, yeah, they're not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. They're going to talk about how these are simply her personal emails, and we don't need to be concerned about it. But we are getting some pushback from some good people in the FBI. Listen to this article from the Daily Mail. An FBI agent says she could be prosecuted just for failing to tell Obama. Federal law makes it a crime for security clearance holders to fail to tell superiors when gross negligence causes a security breach. He says, so unless he was aware, that is the president, of what she was doing when she was doing it, it seems there could be a big legal problem for her. Well, again, that would be if we had an honest government, if we had an honest Department of Justice. And let me tell you about this double standard. Because it was a couple of months ago that I interviewed Thomas Drake, who was one of the four NSA whistleblowers that talked about how the government was violating the Fourth Amendment by doing dragnet surveillance on everyone in violation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. They were actually using the FISA court as a beard. That's the way they pervert the authority. That's the way they pervert the law. Now, Thomas Drake, William Binney that we've talked to as well, and others that we've talked to, they went through legal channels within the NSA. They weren't listened to. So they went to the Congress. The Congress didn't pay any attention either. Thomas Drake went to the press and gave them some information. Now, he was prosecuted as punishment. They said that he had classified and unclassified documents that were in his possession. So they came after him with criminal charges. They dropped all those criminal charges the day the trial was to begin. It was simply a way to punish him, and they did punish him. They cost him his position there. He was a senior administrator there at the NSA. They cost him his job. They cost him his career. They cost him his savings. So he paid a dear price for being loyal to the Constitution. But he pointed out when he came on and talked to us, and there was a national press conference event today where whistleblowers as well as Jocelyn Radick, who has represented many of them, they were talking to the National Press Club and talking to them about what is happening with Hillary Clinton, looking at the double standard that has been applied to NSA whistleblowers. Understand that when Obama gives Hillary Clinton a pass on this, he has come after more whistleblowers and journalists using the 1917 Espionage Act than all the presidents before him since 1917. As a matter of fact, he's done, I think it is, it's either two or three times the number of all of the previous presidents combined. So that's been a favorite tool of his. He loves to come after whistleblowers. He loves to come after journalists, but he won't come after a Democrat president candidate. That's the issue here. Now, under the law, under Section F, the information does not have to be classified to count as a violation. And I am reading this from an article that's put out by Fox News. This is Catherine Herridge, and I find it kind of ironic that Catherine Herridge, who has repeatedly used things to scare people about cyber espionage. I remember seeing her on Fox News talking to Greta Van Susteren about how we needed to have CISPA because of Stuxnet, because of the foreign threats like Stuxnet. Everybody has known, it's been publicly made known for years, that Stuxnet was created by U.S. and Israeli military intelligence to go after Iran. It was never a threat from us, and as we know from Aaron Schwartz and others, the United States has been creating and funding most of these cyber threats. But, of course, they do it to scare us, just like the FBI will, in many cases, create these threats to tell us that we have to give up our rights because there's these terrorist groups that they come in, they create a patsy, they create the plot, they arm the plot, and then the last minute they shut it down and say, look, we caught somebody. Well, they just created the whole thing themselves. Nevertheless, let's talk about what is really at stake here. The documents do not have to even be classified to count as a violation. That has been Hillary Clinton's excuse all along. That was what Obama was essentially saying. He says, I don't think they affected national security. They were still classified documents, but they don't even have to be classified documents. They say lawful possession of national defense information by security clearance holder who through gross negligence, such as the use of an unsecure computer network, permits the material to be removed or abstracted from its proper and secure location. That's what we're talking about here. And that's, of course, been her defense, that this is not classified. Thomas Drake, NSA whistleblower, indicted in 2010 under the Espionage Act for sharing unclassified material. These were a couple of documents. I mean, this is the kind of stuff like duck and cover type of documents. It was like training stuff. One of them, I think, was classified. They removed the classification. Another one was classified afterwards. But they had undocumented, unclassified documents that they came after him as well. So he was, they came after him for both of these issues. And again, he says, this is the Secretary of State, one of the most targeted individuals by other intelligence entities and agencies in the world. And she is using a private server to traffic highly sensitive information, no doubt including classified information, no doubt including information about sources and methods, said Thomas Drake, NSA whistleblower. He added, whistleblower's treatment shows that there is one law for the average citizen and apparently a different set of rules for the rich and powerful. He says, but hey, I'm Secretary of State, he said in a sarcastic tone. Even Obama has given her cover, and that was on Sunday. As another example, former CIA officer Jeffrey Sterling also went to Congress with his complaints, but he was sentenced in May to 3.5 years in prison for violating, again, the 1917 Espionage Act. He was giving classified information to a New York Times reporter, but he was also convicted of an obstruction of justice charge because a single email was missing from his account, even though the government could not show that he was responsible for that. So they're investigating him, and they say, well, wait a minute, there's an email that's missing here. We think that maybe you might have deleted that email, so they add an obstruction of justice count to this CIA officer's thing. Now, understand, there are 30,000 emails missing from Clinton. Okay, no obstruction of justice charge, nothing to see, move along. This is Hillary Clinton. We can't be bothered with that sort of thing. And again, Jesselyn Radick, whistleblower, former ethics advisor to the Department of Justice. As a matter of fact, they also came after her at one point in time because she was a whistleblower, but she's also defends whistleblowers. She says, powerful and politically connected individuals accused of the same and much worse conduct receive at most a slap on the wrist, like General David Petraeus, who gave away more secret information, classified at a much higher level to his mistress, and received a sweetheart plea deal for a minor misdemeanor. Yeah, so they have one standard for a CIA whistleblower, one standard for an NSA whistleblower, but a different standard if you're General Petraeus or if you're Hillary Clinton. Another example of how there are multiple standards. Again, there was this article that we had on Infowars.com yesterday about Ron Paul accusing the feds of trying to hurt Rand's campaign. He testified on the stand and in court said that. He said he went on the court on the stand and he said that they released these claims one day before the first GOP debate. Understand, they had this information for 4 years. But they waited until the day before the debate so they could smear Rand Paul. Ron Paul said, I don't consider that to be a coincidence. I consider that to be more than just seeking justice. And you have to understand, when you look at the details of this, that the U.S. District Judge has now dismissed all charges against one of the people involved with the campaign, John Tate. He was a campaign manager. And the judge has dismissed several charges against Jesse Benton, who was campaign manager. The only charge that they're still coming after Jesse Benton for is saying that he lied to the FBI because he denied knowledge of some emails. Again, we're back at emails. Hey, they're just emails, Bernie would say. I don't care about emails. Well, you know, the FBI cares about emails when it's looking at the Ron Paul campaign. And they pointed out, how many of you remember what you paid on your taxes last year, said his defense attorney, asked the jurors. How many of you can remember that email that you got from your son's teacher 2 years ago? So when the FBI calls him and they say, oh, you remember this email? No, I don't remember an email like that. Ah, gotcha. You lied to us. And we're going to send you to jail. That's the kind of political persecution that they're going after. So when Hillary Clinton has her own personal server where she's got confidential statements that have been made by foreign heads of state or other ambassadors on there, as well as classified information, when she destroys 30,000 emails, not a problem. But if you have a single email that is missing because you're a whistleblower, or if they ask you a question and you don't remember and you give an incorrect answer, then the FBI will come after you if you're Ron or Rand Paul. They will use that to smear you before the debates. That's the double standard that we have. Just like we're talking about the double standard with taxi drivers when we're looking at that situation in Washington. It's a perfect example of the kind of barriers of competition that they put up to people. We shot pictures in Philadelphia of all the barriers that they put down the center of the street, and then cross barriers, concrete barriers that they put. So they had metal barriers going down the lanes, multiple rows of barriers so people couldn't move, and then barriers to keep people on the sidewalks. And then every block or two, they would have massive concrete barriers to keep cars or vehicles or people from getting into a street. That's for you. That's not for the Pope that they were protecting in Philadelphia. And so in the same way, as I pointed out in that report, Uber and the government put all kinds of barriers in front of small businesses, individuals like taxi drivers. They give them all kinds of rules, regulations, licensing fees that are massive that they don't put in the way of those that they want to protect, that they want to enable, like the CEO of Uber. That's the double standard that we see going everywhere. So if you think this is only affecting the rich and powerful, if you think that politics doesn't affect you, understand that they don't even consider you to be a stakeholder who should know anything about the massive reorganization of our economy, of our government, into a global governance. That's what the what Senator Sessions said when he saw the TPP, saw the TTIP. He said, this is creating global governance. He actually took the time to go in and read it. The only one, the only senator, the only congressman who actually went in, took the time to read this and gave a detailed report about what he saw. The rest of them could care less, and we don't know the precise details, even though it's been done for 2 weeks. They told us, we can't tell you any details about this because we're negotiating a trade agreement. We never talk about a trade agreement while it's being negotiated. Well, now they say they have finished it 2 weeks ago, but we still can't know because we're not stakeholders. The stakeholders know what's in it. The stakeholders have complained about some of the provisions that are in it, but we, the people, don't know because there's a different standard for us than there is for everybody else. Now, there's also another very troubling article that came up today, and Joe Biggs has been talking about this in the news update that we run at the breaks, talking about the move towards ammunition control. This has been something that the Obama administration has been very cleverly doing from the very beginning of their administration. Now they're talking about doing this in New York. We've had, in California. New York already passed a law to do this. They found that they didn't really have the capability to execute it. This was done as part of the 2013 SAFE Act in New York, required instant ammunition background checks. But the governor there, Andrew Cuomo, who certainly is no fan of the Second Amendment, he says we need to shut the government down until we shut down people's gun rights. He suspended that provision in July, said that they didn't have the capability to actually do it. So now we've got someone who's lieutenant governor in California saying New York tried it, but California is going to do it, said Mr. Newsom. And we're going to talk about how they're going to do it, what that means to you when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in this segment is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk about what's coming up on the nightly news tonight. As we went to break, we were talking about the article on Infowars.com, Ammo Control Picks Up Steam Among Democrats Aiming to Limit Gun Access. And this is California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who is going to run for governor of California in 2018. He says, why is it that we have background checks for guns but not background checks for ammunition? It makes no sense, he says. Well, they tried it and were not able to actually execute it in New York. But this is something that the liberals have been doing since the beginning of the Obama administration. Right after Obama took office, they suspended the brass recycling program for the military. And if you don't know what that is, the military makes its own ammunition, and of course they expend quite a bit of it as they train. The empty shells they would recycle and sell back into the domestic civilian market. And Obama stopped that practice. It was restarted by the senators in protest, and yet we still heard several years later in 2012 that some locations like Fort Drum in New York were crushing the brass and selling it at a much cheaper rate. It's not a good deal for the government, and it is violating the law as well, but doing it nevertheless to keep that off of the marketplace. Then we found that there were billions of rounds of ammunition being purchased by Homeland Security out of the civilian market, which created all kinds of ammunition shortages. Now they want to put background checks in here because they understand that if you don't have ammunition, your gun is nothing but a club. That is the essential way of doing gun confiscation, to take away your ammunition. Now, as we look at that, again, remember that Obama, who was grandstanding about this shooting in Oregon, remember that 2 days later, they shot up a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders for over a half hour. They knew about this hospital. They changed their story, 4 different stories in 4 days in a row, just like Benghazi, constantly changing the story. But, of course, we can't be bothered in the American press to be worried about that because no Americans died. I guess it doesn't really matter when you're burning patients to death in their beds if they're not American patients. But now we have a new update from AP today saying that special operations analysts had assembled a dossier that included maps with the hospital circled. That would verify what Doctors Without Borders had been saying, that this is well known. They had identified the place multiple times, given the exact GPS coordinates to the governments, and yet it was deliberately targeted because they were looking to track a Pakistani operative. That is a violation of Geneva Convention. That is a violation of international law if you bomb a hospital because there's some people in there that you want to get. So, Leanne, tell us what's coming up tonight on the nightly news.
Well, we're going to wrap up our interview with Brandi Vaughn, looking into what's really behind this push for mandatory vaccinations. Mm-hmm. Key information there. Mikhail Thalen just came out with the article, Middle School Assignment, Would You Save Whites or Blacks from a Sinking Ship? So obviously, that has nothing to do with any history that anyone would need to know.
Talk about how just a blatant pushing of racism.
Right.
Right. Not treating people. Let's not consider anybody to be human beings.
Right.
Let's focus on them being white or black, whether or not you're going to save them.
And there's no differentiation. What if it was a black conservative, you know? So they don't say anything like that. There's also an article up on InfoWars. Teacher tells 13-year-old black conservative he's not worth saving in a fire. So I guess it just sort of depends on what your politics there. If your ideology isn't aligned with the establishment, you're fine. You can, we'll save you. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the people are going to be rounded up, you know, as domestic extremists.
Wow. Wow. Absolutely insane. But that's coming up tonight. 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Leanne McAdoo is going to be hosting the nightly news. Join us then. We'll be right back.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.